This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Hey, can I address a listener has texted in, Adrian. Ladies, love your show.
Yeah, great.
No, that's not it. Interested to know when an Android app will be available. Well, Adrian, I've got good news. My computer says there is an Android and an Apple app.
I don't think you can say iTunes. Apple, mate.
What other?
What do you say? If it's not Android, is
the
it?
The fruit company. Fruit computer company. So, Adrian, good news. Get back on your device. Have a look for your Android. It says here that we have.
I did have to go and visit the fruit centre recently.
Did you?
And I had to make a fruit genius appointment.
Yes.
I had to go to the genius bar.
Yep.
And he's like, okay, so you know, we're gonna have to take it in for a week and everything. I had to fill in the forms. And he goes, and what you know, under career, you know, under professionals, he said, what do you do? I said, I'm a design genius. And you just no humour.
Joy 94.9.
Leading Senior Constable Gabrielle Tyack of Victoria Police, first time I've ever got that right, is in the studio. Welcome, Gabby.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you're our, Victoria's favourite glow. You're our only full-time glow.
You're reading my name tag.
Well, I don't even have to look at it anymore because I memorised that. But Gabby and I worked together on a podcast for Victoria Police called The Glow Show.
Glow Show.
And you've got another couple of episodes out.
We do, and it's not on the fruit store yet.
Uh-huh.
It's iTunes, right? Yep. We can say that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think what we like to do is I think iTunes is good because that's not necessarily owned by the brand.
See?
Yeah, there you go.
It doesn't have to be the
and
fruit.
I'm just saying yes because you're a police person.
That's right.
And
we don't want no trouble.
Seniority here.
So yes, we've got a podcast called The Glow Show and you can download it directly from iTunes or from the Joy website.
Yes, and there's been some amazing guests. Do you remember some of them?
Because
you've been assisting with some of the podcasts.
Let's say hosting, shall we?
Okay.
Panelling at the very least.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've had some interesting ones. And I haven't met a bad person through the process. Everyone seems nice.
Well, you wouldn't because I handpicked them.
That's right. And, you know, Victoria Police, top stuff. So what have we got coming up?
Well, the weekend we've just had was the Pride Round, remember?
The footy one that we
remember
did.
Footy? Yeah, you know a little bit more about footy now.
I announced myself as the only lesbian in the living world that does not know anything about football.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I'd prefer to forget the weekend because my team got slaughtered.
Oh.
So,
Saints lost to?
Sydney.
Oh, you were in the Pride Round.
Yes.
That makes sense now.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh.
We were there last year, remember?
That's right.
And so the podcast that was released last weekend was an interview with Laura Bailey, who's a police officer who works in our family violence team, and she's also a GLOW, and she is an AFLW player with the Western Bulldogs.
Wow.
Yeah, and
well,
she was sitting right here.
I'm a member of the
and St
Western
Kilda
Bulldogs.
VFL team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Sharks,
she's in the...
Sharks, yep.
Yeah.
That is correct.
So there you go.
Wow, she's a legend. Why wasn't I
She is a legend.
Yeah. Can I get her autograph?
Yeah, of course.
So the girls' teams are just taking the names of the boys' teams, aren't they? So if there's an existing male football team called the Sharks, like the girls aren't...
Well, there is no football team. No, there's no AFL team.
Oh, okay.
The Sharks. The St Kilda is a, like a, just a, well, how would you describe
well,
that?
Well, it's a St Kilda run team.
Yeah.
So why don't they just call them the Saints?
So St Kilda, well, they will. When they...
Well, when they
oh, I see what you're saying. This is like our blue ball question from last week.
Turn your microphone off, mate. Gabby and I will chat amongst
you
ourselves.
You know what? Danae Gibson is somewhere scratching her head going, why do they let her on the air?
I know.
Even to talk about this stuff.
But it's a really interesting interview. So go onto the Joy website and look up Glow Show and you'll be able to listen to that interview. And the same weekend was a pride match for the ice hockey in Melbourne, which I didn't even know we had ice hockey in this country. So people want to probably slap
Did you
right
enjoy? Do you enjoy the game?
Fantastic!
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Was it
now.
Violent?
There was a few moments.
Yeah.
You didn't have to draw.
No.
Your gun at any stage.
No. But I was there with about four or five other glows. We had a little a table and some information, and I actually went onto the ice with just in my boots,
in your sensible shoes,
and didn't fall over, which was a shock because I thought I would, and I had to try to at the they have thirds, not quarters, so I'm not used to that. Right. So at two-third time, which sounds really weird, I got the opportunity to try to hit the puck into this tiny little thing across the other side of the field.
Was it a goal?
Like, whatever. Yeah, like a little slit.
People are texting in saying, can you turn all three microphones off when you're talking about ice hockey?
I'm currently obsessed with thirds because the whole idea of quarters is you get your orange cut into four pieces and that's how you know the game's finished. In my mind, that's how it worked in Netty. So thirds is confusing.
But anyway, the Melbourne Mustangs won and they were dressed in rainbow gear and they had a rainbow sticks.
Oh, wow.
I'm not doing very well.
Yeah. Chicks talking hockey on Joy 94.9.
But it was a really great game, and I'm a fan now. So that
big
was
fan. Yeah. Sticks and a slit is what we've got from you.
Sticks and a hole and a puck.
You can go. There's a whole career for you in commentating stick and slip ball on ice.
Someone slipped over and the puck's gone down the other end before the last third. Pretty much it.
In the fourth third. Yeah.
Anyway, it was great.
Hey, have you got any comments on the Trump transgender and the military thing?
I can't comment on anything
political.
How are we situated in Melbourne in terms of the culture? Yeah, of the Victoria Police and trans members.
All organisations have to work really hard to make sure that if they've got trans people or gender diverse people employed, that they're a safe space and environment for them to be in. And so Victoria Police is doing the same thing. We've got a number of transgender police and PSOs. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many, but at least a couple.
A PSO is a non-police person. Yes. I learnt that last week.
A protective services officer.
Yes, thank you.
So they work on the train stations. We even had one PSO who transitioned while working for Victoria Police. Yep. So we certainly encourage people from all backgrounds and sexualities and genders to apply and join. We just got to make sure that we're a safe environment for them. Hmm. And so far, the people that are working within Victoria Police who are trans or gender diverse seem to be going quite well. So we're not doing a Trump, that's for sure.
Do you have a GLOW who is a transgender person? Okay, good. So for if you're a transgender person in Victoria and you want to interact with the police in a way that you feel comfortable and secure, you could approach the transgender GLOW. There's a person in the field.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Terrific. Any GLOW would be great. Any police officer should be able to speak to any person about any issue. Mm-hmm. But if you just feel more comfortable talking to someone who's had a bit more training, has put their hand up and is really really wanting to work in this area and enjoys working with the community, we'll go to a GLOW.
Yeah, it's interesting because you've got a police force where everybody is well-versed in the issues of all sexualities and genders, but GLOW, you just absolutely know that the person is on the same page and knows exactly that.
We're passionate about working within this community.
Yeah.
So we'd probably have a little bit more training, a bit more understanding about some of the issues and some of the barriers that might prevent people from approaching Victoria Police or any police force.
Now, there might be people out there listening who just want to hear a GLOW Show podcast on a particular issue, so they can recommend a guest or a topic that they want to talk to
and
about. And they can email you. Are you Gabby at The GLOW Show? Okay, I can't remember.
I think it's just glowshow@joy.org.au, something like that. We'll have to figure out what it is.
We'll have one of the young people Google that.
Coming up in the next month or two, we will be having The GLOW, who is a pilot for our air wing. So he flies the helicopters.
The Fly GLOW.
Yeah, the Fly GLOW. I like that.
GLOW Flyboy.
The GLOW Fly.
It's good. Anybody else? Anybody got one better than that?
That's a pretty good one.
I do like Glowfly.
And one more quick message before you push me out of the studio, because I can see you
waking
up.
Yeah, you can see,
One of the topics we've discussed is beats, and one of the upcoming topics is sex on premises venues. So if you don't know anything about them, listen to the podcast and we'll explain it all. But we want to talk about safety at beats and sex on premises venues and what the venues and police are doing, working together to make sure they're safer for people to use.
So that one hasn't been recorded yet. So you could presumably, once we get the right email address to you, you could email your thoughts or suggestions on that.
Absolutely.
That'd be great. Gabby, thanks so much as always. Gabby will be a regular on the Daniel Mason Show.
I already am.
Irregular, so you can hear from her from
time to
time.
Invite me more often.
Well, you're the lady with the gun, so you make that call.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.